Well, I mean, Alaska Anchorage on a private rugby field, which, by the way, as Justin was saying to us a wee bit earlier on, is quite simply magnificent. I mean, it's kind of like bucket list stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got a... I can't repeat the Latin for you, but translated, our logo for the team has some wording underneath it that says, "No one would ever believe me." And it's almost Walter Mitty stuff that, you know, you talk to people and they say, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, we're going to Alaska to play rugby at this guy's house." And they're serious. "Yeah, we're going to Alaska to play rugby at a guy's house." So, yeah, it's a little bit crazy, a little bit out there, but, yeah. Good fun.
Yeah, as I said, and I've mentioned this a lot over the last few weeks when we spoke with Justin, I first got sent this story, I just couldn't believe it. I mean, he basically had to build this thing on top of sheer rock.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't believe it at first either. I got back from a trip to Europe with work and told my wife that we were going up to the Netherlands to play rugby, and she said, "Well, you should get in touch with this guy in Alaska and and have a chat to him about going up there." And I don't know, a little bit of internet research and our friend Uncle Google, and a couple of weeks later we were talking on the phone and starting to put plans in place to go up and play rugby there.
Yeah, well,
a fabulous story.
I think it is. It's a great yarn. I think it quite possibly could be the most beautiful rugby ground in the world.
By the pictures, I mean, if people haven't seen the pictures, it's worth looking at the Alaskan Mountain rugby grounds. But it just looks spectacular, and you know, a couple of weeks' time when we head up there, everyone's talking about the scenery, about the backdrop, and the fact that, you know, this was just sheer rock, and it's been created out of a whole lot of things that he's recycled in his role at Alaska Demolition, and yeah, it's just, yeah, beautiful place.
Yeah, and the thing I love about him, so he's got a lot of passion here, obviously. I mean, you build a clubhouse, well, a house that looks like a clubhouse, that looks like a house, that looks like everything, and he's got his own internal facility there. He's also made an attempt to try and get the Hurricanes over there, so he doesn't think small, this bloke.
No, he doesn't, and you know, I think he's had the U.S. Women's Sevens program have training camps up there. He's had USA Rugby have training camps up there before they had some internationals against Scotland a couple of years ago. He's got Saracens that are keen to have a camp over there. And, you know, he keeps saying to me, "How can we get a team from the Southern Hemisphere up? How can we get a Super Rugby team, you know, playing rugby at my house?" So... Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've spoken with Toby Robson out of the Hurricanes, because Justin, I think, was a wee bit excited when he thought maybe there was a possibility of getting them over for a preseason game. But honestly, yeah, the Hurricanes have looked at it, and if it was possible in the future, because honestly, I've got to say, if they made it happen, I'd jump myself on a plane to Alaska. It looks that good.
I would too, and I think the challenge would be getting the IRB to line up the international windows to be able to make it work. And I think, you know, Alaska, there's a pretty small window for people to actually play games outdoors there. It's a short summer where there's about 20-odd hours of daylight every day. But, yeah, you've got to be able to fit that in. And unfortunately, as we've found before with Super Rugby teams and Northern Hemisphere teams, we can't line up that international window to give them the opportunity to play together.
All right. So, Hamish, what's your what's the quality of the squad? Because you've got a couple of ABs going with you, haven't you?
Yeah, look, we've... We are all old buggers, and the older we get, the better we were. Some of them slightly better than a lot of the rest of us. But look, if I go back over the years, we've had Smiley Barrett's played for us, Rua Tupoki's played for us, you know, Shannon Paku, Jacob Ellison, Bernie Upton.
Awesome.
A lot of guys with some good heritage. Smiley Barrett's pulled on the boots. Probably the favourite father of New Zealand rugby at the moment. So... yeah, we've got quite a good squad of guys that have played some good rugby going up. A lot of guys that have played some sort of the grassroots provincial stuff, the Whanganui's and the Horowhenua Kapis and the Poverty Bays. So it's a good squad. There's a little bit of rugby heritage in there. There's a little bit of just passionate guys like myself who were never that good, but had to form a rugby club and become chairman of it and captain of the team to get selected. Kind of personally inspired by by the Australian chap that started his own Sudoku team so he could represent Australia at a sport. Mick Hollis is his name. So he's my personal inspiration.
Oh, that's up there with the mate. That's up there with the two Aussie lads who went and played in the North Korean Golf Open, so they could represent Australia in two sports because they were polo representatives. I mean, that's kind of what the world's coming now. People are coming up with these weird and wacky things to do, Hamish, which is brilliant.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you can't be, you've got to try and do it yourself. So. That's my mantra.
All right, so Hamish Klimwith with us, the Manga Tanoka Barbarians. I love that, the Manga Tanoka. What sort of opposition is he going to put you up against?
So we've got a couple of games up there. So we're playing a local old boys selection just after we arrive. We're doing a couple of coaching clinics with local kids in there. And we've also got games. He's got a festival of rugby happening on the weekend as the main event. There's about six games over the weekend, and we've got games against the USA over 40s and Canadian over 40s as well over that weekend. So, you know, it should be good fun, but it's all played in the best spirit and as some famous sports people have once said, rugby will be the winner on the day.
I've got to say, you've got to take him some memorabilia. His man cave is just epic.
Yeah, we're doing quite a bit of work on that. A few of the boys have got sort of access into their own personal memorabilia, but also to create some new stuff. So we've got a good load of kit that we're taking up as gifts. For hosting us and looking after us up there.
Righto, Hamish, my only job for you is we want video, mate. You need to create a video story because I just think you guys up there, what are we talking, grassroots New Zealand taking on the very best Alaska has to offer. There's a storyline there.
Yeah, look, we've got a couple of guys that are probably a bit more technically savvy than I am, and we'll certainly create some video content for you and send you some feedback. We did that when we were up in the Netherlands as well. There was a couple of personal clips for us and a couple of interviews on Dutch television and involvement with the Netherlands' own version of the School of Hard Knocks. We did a training session for the guys involved with that. So, yeah, look, we'll have a chat and we'll work out what the best way to get some content back to you is.
Mate, sounds good. Honestly, you guys are going to have an absolute ball up there, as I like to call it, the Field of Dreams. He built it and they will come. And who would have thought part of those who will come will be the Manga Tanoka Barbarians, Hamish. Have fun up there, bud.
We will do. Thanks very much, Tony. Have a good day.
You too, mate. That is Hamish Klentworth, who's taking the Manga Tanoka Barbarians up to Anchorage. I love stories like that. Just so unique, so different, so cool.